Hi, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, if you don't have a free copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, hit me up, DM, text me, however you can get a hold of me, and I'd be more than happy to get a copy to you. And over the next few episodes, we're going to continue on this theme of a new book I'm writing called The Alpha Code. Hope you enjoy. You were born to solve problems. Problems. That's your purpose. And people get confused and people spend time and people spend their life chasing this idea of what it is. What am I supposed to do? What is my goal? What is my mission? What is my purpose? What was I born for? Well, let me help you with that. See, inside of this idea of the Alpha Code, it makes things simple. You were born to solve a problem. You're probably born to solve a lot of problems. That's what the Alpha Code is about. We can simplify it. It's about 8 simple words, and the words are easy, but rarely are they used by other people. And those words are I am, I can, I will, and I believe. See, for many people, folks who don't even know, those tiny 8 words signify their allegiance to each other as true soldier of prosperity. Believe me, the Alpha Code is directly connected to prosperity. It's about becoming more prosperous as a people with more to say and more to do and more to give away and more to stand up for. See, the purpose of prosperity isn't for self-indulgence and hedonism. It's so that you can give. See, the true way to accumulate wealth is through giving. It's giving of yourself to others. And through that process of giving, we solve problems. It's called living a life that matters. It's called living a life that gives evidence to who you really are versus feeding into the economy of scarcity and believing that prosperity and lifestyle are for other people, that somehow you weren't born for big stuff. Don't believe it. Don't fall for it. You were born to be rich. You're no different than Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin. You were born with just as much brain. You just simply have to vote for yourself. Vote yourself in. Part of the problem with this idea of voting ourselves in inside the Alpha Code is that it involves change. See, the miracle of life is hidden with inside of change. And a lot of us are uncomfortable with change. We're used to the patterns and the repetitions of life, and we find comfort inside of that familiarity. But while the law of change may not be the ultimate leading indicator to wealth and power and influence, it certainly could be considered one of the most important aspects, if not deadliest, of the universal God-given laws. Deadly as in if you ignore change, you ignore your destiny, and a life of regret becomes your future. It's inside of change. Change of business, change of friends. Change of mindset. And most of all, change in the way that you view yourself. Why do many people let patience or lack of patience interrupt their treasure? Maybe you're too patient. Maybe you're not patient enough. Because they fear change and refuse to adapt to their own evolution. If you burn down a forest, it comes back brighter and greener. I know I've experienced this in my own life multiple times. What seemed like tragedy, what seemed like insurmountable odds, what seemed like a disaster, ultimately worked to my advantage. Because see, that's how the universe works. Call it God, call it Buddha, call it Allah, call it what you want to call it, Jesus Christ. God can only work through you. And he does it through circumstance, because inside of circumstances, when we are able to solve problems. Why do some people read scores of incredible books on human engineering, but fail to use that which they know could help them? Because they fear change and refuse to adapt to their own evolution. I've given away over 16,000 books, and I have one book that costs a mere $25 that shows the trading strategy of how I've taken $250,000 and turned it into $500,000 just by following the strategy every day. Now, I don't mean that I put money in. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, but the strategy has allowed me to accumulate wealth and grow into, and yet people will read it. And very few people actually take action. Because most of the time they'll read my book, and you know what they do? They hit me back up about another book and another book and another book and another strategy and another way. And they still haven't mastered the one that they were given. Why do people make goals and then let it show up and then let adversity show up and erase their dream? Because they fear change. See, without the law of change, where would we had we not sought change in men like Ford and Edison and Newton and the iPod creator Steve Jobs? Without change in their life, change equaled growth, and growth equaled more life, and it equaled be happier. In other words, the change, the do-overs, the makeovers, the problems, the issues that they ran into, the, oh, I got to do a 180 here. Oh, I got to fire this person here. Oh, I need a new wife here. These changes in life are what brought us the car, the iPhone, the iPad. Should I say the internet? Change is what changes you. Change is what God sends into your life to, or the universe, in order to breed and add more life into you. So begin to welcome it. See, God takes away people and jobs in order to interrupt their lives with something new. You might need to lose the old. Inside of this idea of new environments, the Alpha Code can flourish. Who can take us to the next level of life? If we allow them to, and we can adapt to and conform to all the knowing, universal, perfect order of things, destiny is the cousin of change. Study any great person, and what you will uncover, as I did and still continue to do, was their ability to move beyond their personal failure. And whatever got in their way, they somehow had the intuitive knowing, or should I say influence, from a higher power, knowing to prevail into the change, unknowing was actually predicting their success, meaning not knowing the outcome, embracing the idea of change. Through the law of change and the habits of men who do not conform to the overall pattern and purpose of the universe, those men are usually broken by severe setbacks, failure, unseen forces, which make them have to start all over again. In my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I refer to the do-over account. It's a contingency plan. Why? Because there is no time for self-pity and wallowing. We must immediately embrace and change. And we must be prepared for that. Simply because they resisted change and refused to conform to the overall plan of the universe, they ignored change, and the internet put them out of business. You understand, when the first production cars rolled out, someone just bought 250 more horses for their delivery business. You understand, right now in our country, people are driving around in trucks who won't have jobs in 20 or 30 years. They'll be replaced by autonomous driving vehicles. And they will stick their thumb in their mouth and cry, poor me. Sears didn't see it coming. Retail didn't see it coming. Didn't occur to them they needed to develop a website. They didn't occur to them they needed to get ahead of that. See, if you refuse to change, then the universe will put you out. There's this idea of that certain something called charisma. There's a little bit of charisma inside the Alpha Code. And that once you understand what the Alpha Code looks like, you can now spot it in other happy-go-lark giants instantly from a mile away. You can see it. You can see it in the Grant Cardones, the Tony Robbins, the Gary Vaynerchuks, the Donald Trumps. These extremely self-aware geniuses have accessed their better half, and they doggone know it. These rascals know it. They are conscious of their gift, of which they have given themselves through the ultimate of self-expression. They are a law unto themselves. They are poised, relaxed, always first to show empathy to others, and they actually get a boost from their work. They actually believe their own bullshit. These are the eighth grade class presidents. These are the happy car mechanics, the gal girl who runs the flower shop, the Mick Jagger, the Larry the Cable Guy, the Lady Gaga. They're, quote, what is, unquote, is that they have emotional intelligence, which they are also aware of, that their self, that they can actually feel everyone around them. Gary Vaynerchuk often talks about self-awareness. Who are you? See, when you're afraid to post, is that you? Or is that other people? Is that other people? When everything has to be perfect, is that you? Or is that you fearing the judgment of other people? Because let me explain something to you. Alpha Code, the practitioners of the Alpha Code don't fear your judgment. I have misspellings in my book and I don't give a fuck. Because I'm on to the next book. I'm not seeking perfection. Maybe there'll be an update. Maybe they won't. There won't. Bill Gates wasn't seeking perfection. This is why they're constantly updating. Yes, true enough, because of internet security. I get all that. But long before that was a problem, they were constantly updating because the product doesn't have to be perfect, because you don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. See, these social steamrollers have the spirit of birds. They are free from self-loathing and they can feel the agony and position others, which makes them a walking reward for everyone within a city block. They actually change the room when they enter it because everyone can feel the message of energy dripping from these born problem solvers. Not too long ago, I was in a room with the lead singer of the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, and Dave Grohl was in one of the greatest rock bands of all time, Nirvana. And when the man entered the room, the energy changed. See, Dave solved a lot of problems for people. It was more than just entertainment. And entertainment is a problem. We all need rest and relaxation, and we like to watch other people who are masters of their craft do their work. You see, the masses would much rather sit at home and not pursue their goal than rather watch rich people work. See, the masses would like to sit home on Sunday and watch rich men work, play football. People love it. People love to watch a master do what a master does. But at some point, the practitioners of the Alpha Code realized that, hey, I got to get on the other side of the cash register. I got to stop reading books and start writing books. I got to stop seeking for things and start creating things. I got to stop just giving money to corporations and I got to start getting money from corporations. It's the Alpha Code. Study, study, study. The leaders right under your nose, where you go to school and where you work. These aren't just famous people. These are the ones on top because they have emotional intelligence plus work ethic plus can do plus artistry equals big fan club. I'm nobody important. I'm nobody. I'm just a guy from a town in Huntsville. But I've sold over 50,000 books and nobody's heard of me. Right out of my house. I've sold over 50,000 books right out of my house, and nobody's heard of me. That's the Alpha Code. The Alpha Code. That seed inside of me which says, you know what, I have something to say, and I don't really care if you like it. Because I'm going to push my intent, I'm going to push it into the universe, and people, some people, see, I'm only looking for the people who are looking for me. In other words, if my message resonates with you, cool. We're friends. If it doesn't resonate with you, cool. Go away. And that power comes from within the Alpha Code. See, the Alpha Code within inside of me says, Gerald, get up. You got to talk. Gerald, get up. Give away the book. Gerald, get up. Record. Gerald, get up. Go fix the house. Buy the stock. Do what it is you do and let other people see it because you have become a master at what you do. Because here's the thing. I no longer am looking for outside assurance. I no longer need gurus. I no longer go to people and say, what do you think about this? Because I've mastered the craft. I am. I can. I will. And I believe. And because of these 8 simple words that are contained within inside of the Alpha Code, I no longer need outside assurance. I don't fear. I don't fear economic collapses. Because I know that the same spirit that created Steve Jobs, Einstein, Donald Trump is in me. And that I can communicate with the universe, God, Jesus Christ, Buddha, whatever you call it, just like they can. And that the same power inside of me and the same mind, the same ability to create, and I've become at one with it. I'm on the other side of the cash register. I don't pay rent, I collect rent. See what I'm saying? Inside the Alpha Code. Be the sparrow, because anything else is a fraud. Be the sparrow, because anything else is a fraud. Go study the police officer. And I mean study him or her. And notice for the first time just how doggone convinced of themselves they are, how they stand, how they hold themselves so assured and confident, almost arrogant. Donald Trump, Grant Cardone, Gary Vaynerchuk, just air of arrogance. Or is it confidence? Because sometimes arrogance feels that way because we're so unconfident. We're so unsure of ourselves that when we are surrounded by an Alpha Code who's so sure, it rubs against the skin wrong. It's like nails down a chalkboard, because it's not about them, it's about us. We're convicting ourselves. Just being in the room with them makes us feel bad. See, the police officer, the good ones, they're like statues in their ability to, quote, be a law unto themselves, emotional intelligence. And here's how they think. These giants are just exercising self-law. They are spellbound, without care of your opinion or what you think of them. Go and watch the beauty of an EMT worker or a doctor in an emergency room or a master guitar player or a violinist. And the same as watching Bill Clinton give a speech or Mike Wallace or a bird, a sparrow, a lion, a snake. You see, the lion doesn't take a day off. The shark, he doesn't take a day off. Every day of his life, he's a shark. He doesn't need depression medication. He's not trying to find his purpose in life. He's not looking for his next vacation. Because they naturally operate within the Alpha Code. See, the Alpha Code is about being yourself and pushing that self into the universe, regardless of what other people might say, think, or do. It's about being authentic. It's about being self-aware. It's not fake. Go study the sparrow and notice how it isn't doing anything other than being a sparrow. It's not doing dog. See, the sparrow's not like, I think I'll be a shark. No. The sparrow knows what he's supposed to do. The sparrow's confident in what he's supposed to do. It's not doing lazy. It's not doing taking Saturday off. It's not doing depressed. It's just being. Its move is to move toward the authentic. It's to be itself. Animals don't get caught up in their own mind ever. They don't take days off. They don't medicate themselves. They never do the, oh, poor me. And the magic of bird watching is watching nature and God expressed in the living form. It's just being authentic. Go watch some old YouTube videos of the Beatles or Elvis Presley. It's like watching the universe or God express themselves. See, that's what Dave Grohl had. Love. Influence. reward, just his presence in the room. See, some people are powerful and lead amazing lifestyles and love what they do, and here's how. They're just being themselves. All I can write about is what I've done. And so when I come and I talk about stocks and I show people how I buy and sell and how I use stock charts, it's not a scheme, it's not a scam, it's nothing, it's what I do. And so it's easy to talk and easy to express myself. And an hour is not enough time. I do an hour class every Sunday and it's not enough time. Because how can you explain yourself? How can you show something in an hour? And how could a person read what I've done for 18 years and read it one fucking time and then move on to the next thing? How could they be so lost within this life and have a blueprint and have a map and then let the distractions of this world come in and take them off course? And yet it happens every day. The master key, and this is where we'll wrap up, the master key. The principle of cause and effect reminds us that there is a cause for every effect. The things that never merely happen, and everything is an effect to the laws of the universe. If you sow corn, you reap corn. If you sow confusion and discontent, you reap confusion and discontent. If you live a life surrounded by people that don't bring anything good into this world, see, what the practitioners of the code, the Alpha Code, have learned is that to rise above the physical, to rise above circumstance, and to actually become cause instead of effect. Now, I've said this before on many Instagram videos, is that you have to be, then do, equals what you want. What does that mean to be? It means be self-aware, be real, be authentic. Be what it is you're trying to be. Now, how could you be what you're trying to be? It's called internalization. You have to internalize the process. See, the universe is not so screwed up that it rewards people who don't deserve it. That's your parents talking. That's college talking. That's the government talking. The universe, this planet we live on, this economic system that we're in, it doesn't give a fuck about you. I don't care what anyone tells you. It will eat you and not care. It'll fill your body with cancer. It'll kill you with hurricanes and tornadoes. And you could spend your life loving this planet and go around and try to save every fucking tree and every bird and think you're doing something, and it'll kill you. It doesn't care. And it's inside of a system like that that we have to operate. And the only way to get the power to be able to do this is to tap into this idea of the code and to become a practitioner. And you may be doing it and don't realize it. And some people will never do it, and they'll always be patsies, and they'll always be in the back seat, and they'll always be in the lawn seats, and they'll always be living paycheck to paycheck and always struggling. These people will always struggle. You know why? Because they don't solve problems for other people. See, all of the money that you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, and checkbooks of other people, but they don't care about you. They only care about you when you solve a problem for them. See, nobody wants my book. The only reason people would want my book is I give it away. And so I start with give. See, the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. And Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you can get what you want. And then my first mentor, he told me this idea, Gerald, that what you give away, you always get to keep. You have the leverage. And I said, well, that makes sense. And so I'm going to take all of three, kind of like a recipe, and I'm just going to begin pushing my intent into the universe. See, the masses are carried along through life obedient to their environment. They make decisions based on their feeble circumstances, and they believe and make decisions on what they see. And they all cry, give me more, I'd like to win the lottery. What's a get-rich-quick thing? Which stock should I buy, Gerald? And yet none ever cry, whom shall I become? Whom shall I need to be in order to reverse the effect? How do I begin to implement the Alpha Code? See, the man of mediocrity makes decisions based on heredity, tradition, news, their spouses, and through the suggestions of others, moving them around like pawns on a chessboard of life. See, life happens to these people, and yet they wonder why. And conversely, the ones who employ them, the ones who dictate the rules of the game, are actually the masters. The master key. These are the authentic people. The owners, the producers, the writers, the actors, the producers. The people who have influence. These are the alpha types, both male and female, who have in fact become the cause and have created their own effect. These people become a law unto themselves. You know how you retire rich? You take fucking charge of your money and you tell it what to do. That ain't hard. You stop letting life happen to you and you start to tell life what is gonna happen. It's the Alpha Code. The masters who rule dominion in this world actually dominate the moods, the income, the environment, and the extent and the power given to the lower minds, who are now controlled by these high minds who have become the movers and who have become the game while everyone else is their pawn. The government, your boss, your spouse. These people try to insert their influence over you, but not inside the Alpha Code. You see Donald Trump bending to the whims of people? Like him or love him, you think he cares? You think he's gonna bend down, take a knee, and say, I'm out? Nah, bro. It's the Alpha Code. It ain't happening. It's the Alpha Code. All of the great people that we look up to and love have the Alpha Code. And when they don't last long. See, when it's a lie, when you're not living your authentic self, when who you say you are, you really aren't, that shit doesn't last. And these guys come and go, these fake-ass gurus and fake entrepreneurs and people not really doing shit. The Alpha Code, the overachievers, are not moved by the weather because they carry the weather in their own pocket. They are also not subject to others. However, they do use the principle as a tool, and as such, invite others to succumb to their will and to be their tool. And people like you and me manifest great pools of busy bees who employ and who bolster forward our own alpha dreams. Furthermore, the alpha becomes the principle and the effect instead of being an angry tool used by other people. The masters are guided by that little small voice within. Within, they use their own genius to rule and dominion over the earth, not by force, not by power, but through influence. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast and part two of the Alpha Code. I hope you enjoy. As always, I always love your feedback. If it helps, if you have any, feel free to hit me. Talk to you soon. God bless.